Welcome to the Prepped and Polished podcast, the podcast that empowers you to take control of your education, featuring weekly interviews with influencers in the world of education, as well as tutoring tips, lessons, and updates. And now, here's your host.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to another Tutoring Tips episode of the Prepped and Polished podcast. This is Aaron of Prepped and Polished. Please be sure to check out our website at www.preppedandpolished.com. For tutoring in person or online, call us at 781-753-9951 or chat with us instantly on our website. You can join our Prepped and Polished community on Facebook and Twitter. Just search for Prepped and Polished. If you have a question after the show, please ask us a question on our chat feature on our website. We love hearing from you. Now, let's get right into episode number 235, when you should and when you should not take the ACT or SAT optional essay. Both the ACT and SAT have developed a structure that at the end of either test, if a student signs up for it, they have the option of taking the essay. Now, this episode is not meant to talk about the particulars of the essay or which essay is easier or how to structure an essay. That's a different podcast for a different day. But today we're asking ourselves, when should we or when should we not take those optional essays? Now, this is under an umbrella statement that you should always double check with the specific college or university that you're applying to see what are their stances on the optional part of the essay, if there is a stance to be found. Now, typically when we look at when we should and when we should not take the essay, I kind of think of three different reasons for either or. The reasons why we should take the essay is if the college, as I said before, either requires or, I'm air quoting here even though you can't see it, recommends the essay. Sometimes colleges will require or recommend the essay so that they get a better holistic viewpoint of a student beyond the scope of just the ACT or SAT composite or combined score, as well as beyond the GPA and the college essay applications that they do. So sometimes it's good to know ahead of time, are they going to require it? Because if they are, you need to take it. If they recommend it, my suggestion would be to contact that school or university to see if it would benefit you to take it. Another point to take when you think about if you should take it is, are you a strong writer? If you're a strong writer, definitely work that to your advantage. If you feel like writing is a passion of yours and you can write anything from fiction, nonfiction, to critical analysis, especially that last one, I highly recommend that you take the essay to prove to those schools and universities how great of a writer you are. Finally, the last point here with when you should take the test is if you perform well with timed essays, and I'll say that again, timed essays. Given an unlimited amount of time, I can write a phenomenal essay. Several drafts, bibliography, works cited, images, an appendix, whatever the case may be. However, if we have ourselves a time limit, that could prove a hurdle to overcome. Now, if you're fine and you're good with writing under that time constraint, that should be another reason why you should think about writing the essay. If you can perform what they want, the requirements that they ask, it's a good choice for you. Now, let's take a look at the flip side, when we should not take the test. And a lot of these are opposites of when you should take the test. For example, you shouldn't take it if the college says it's optional. Now, that's under the heading that you don't like writing. Now, if they say it's optional, we don't really mind, or we don't judge students based off if they do take it or they don't take it, that might be a reason why you don't end up taking the test for the essay, because you are saying, is it worth it? Is that added stress worth it to me if they're not even going to look at it? Another reason to not take it is maybe you're not a strong writer. Maybe your proficiency lies elsewhere, within the multiple choice questions or potentially within other aspects outside of academics. And the essay just proves to be that hurdle that is actually detrimental to your application. Again, if you feel like you're not a strong writer, always feel free to reach out to us at Prepped and Polished. We'd be happy to set you up with a tutor who can focus in on those aspects of the writing so that we can build you up in those areas. Our final point when not to take the optional essay would be if you have difficulty with time management for an essay or an endurance factor for the test. Now, both the ACT and SAT have their essays at the tail end of the test, respectively. For the SAT, it's after the math calculator section. For the ACT, it's after the science section. Now, after both of these tests, you're looking at about 3 hours and some change, roughly, between the two tests. And now you have to take an essay after that? Unless you're prepping yourself for that additional section of the test, it might be worthwhile for you to not take it or forgo it on one test and plan to take it on another test at a later date. A lot of times I tell students, if they're taking the test multiple times, the first time let's take it without the essay, focus on those scores that the school might be more inclined to look at, and then on the second or third test, if they decide to take a certain amount, that's when we introduce the essay. So at least the student feels comfortable with the endurance factor of the entire test before adding on top of it at the end, that essay. Now, in both these cases, whether you should or should not take the ACT or SAT optional essay, I would confer either with a college counselor, the college or university you're looking into, or again, feel free to contact us at Prepped and Polished so that we can kind of weigh in on what would make the most sense given your or your students' ability levels. This wraps up our show, episode number 235, when you should and when you should not take the ACT or SAT optional essay. Be on the lookout for our next podcast, episode number 236. Thanks for joining us on the Prepped and Polished podcast. Now go out there and take control of your education.